Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, my wonderful friends. And here I am to do I don't know what. Okay, the show is opening to new possibilities. And I am in a very strange place since about yesterday that I'm aware of, as I begin to transition from my therapy practice, and got five more weeks left after this, and the process of saying goodbye to people is more intense than I thought, because my mind has been focused on all the fun and joy and excitement I get to move into doing the Gregory at new and fantastic levels. While I've been focusing on that, I wasn't noticing my humanness being in a space where I am having to deal with my emotions around my transition and my new possibilities. And I almost thought about not doing the show, and I thought, no, that's not the way to go. We're talking new possibilities. When it comes time to call on you, I will see if I feel like the Gregory can come through, or whether or not we'll just chat from you to me and me to you. It's new possibilities of show format, new possibilities of me being here. I know that many of you come here really excited about wanting your general Gregory reading, but I always want to make sure that I'm in a place that can give you a good message. And I am so distracted. Almost got in a car wreck yesterday because I didn't even see a car coming. My brain's in a distracted place. And my heart is kind of racy this morning. There's some nervousness or excitement. There's a lot of fires in our area. We're surrounded by them. There's ash everywhere. So I don't know if it's possible that as I increase my empathic abilities, I might be picking up on that energy beyond what I'm personally going through. So I'm really at a place today of trying to sort out what's going on with me, Bobby, versus my spiritual gifts. So it's going to be a new possibility on this show today. And I even switched my reading rocks. I have rocks that I like to hold that give me different energies. And today the tourmaline was too powerful. I had to downgrade or move over to amethyst. It's more calming to me somehow. I don't read up and understand all the rocks. I just know what feels good to me in the moment. So you're getting to see the Bobby experience. You're getting to see how it is I navigate my life, which you don't hear a lot about because I'm usually just bringing the Gregory through, giving you your readings, letting you see what it is you need to do for your life. So today may be a little bit of y'all giving back to the Bobby and creating some space to be here with me. And if you don't want to hang out for this part of the show, blip off, that's okay. If you do want to say hey and hi and participate, that's okay. I don't have an agenda. I don't have enough energy to have an agenda. I don't have enough thought in my brain to have an agenda, which may actually be quite good because sometimes Gregory comes through more powerfully. I'm also reading about four different books. Life Reimagined, which is about creating a whole new life and retirement in whatever way you want to read. I'm reading 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which I believe I've had that book that I can't find. I must have lent it to somebody. I've had that for, well, probably since it's been printed and never read it. So that's got thought forms in it. I'm listening to The Tao of Pooh. I'm listening to Wayne Dyer. I'm just immersing myself in so many different thoughts and so many different possibilities of how I want to grow me and what ways I might be there to assist each and every one of you in your growth. So I'm kind of full up with all these ideas and energy and information. At the same time, I'm releasing the life that I was leading. And part of me is afraid, well, who will I be if I'm not a therapist? Who can I help if I don't have all these people coming to me? And I had to reassure that part of me that there is no lack of people who are seeking our assistance. My goodness, there's lots of people out here who are wanting to come play and be in the energy of the Gregory and share with the Bobby the life we are having. And we now have Facebook Live and YouTube Live, which on Monday mornings, Kelly Lunt and I are doing YouTube Lives at YouTube/Kelly Lunt. And that's 9 a.m. See what I mean? Oh, my goodness. 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 noon Eastern time. Yeah, my friends, that's kind of the words from Bobby as I just be in this energy and meditate and focus and see what we might possibly bring through from the Gregory. Okay, my eyes are closed. We will admit that the signal is not strong today. As we attempt to navigate the energy within the Bobby vortex, it is like being a ball in a pinball machine, navigating the thoughts, the feelings, the memories, the pictures, as part of her wants to dissolve into pictures of what was, to try to create the picture of what will be. We are currently in the process of assisting her in being awake to that place of not knowing, of not having the answers, that uncomfortable place that at one time in her life was quite dangerous, is now actually a place of not knowing that creates the opportunity to open to new possibilities that she can design with us in ways that she will never be able to do if she looks to the past. For the past is what has been. This place of not knowing is the womb of new possibilities. This place of not knowing is the nursery of new ideas. This place of not knowing is a brand new canvas to paint a grand new picture on. And this picture will not be a stable, stoic, stuck picture. It will be a moving picture. It will be an evolving picture. It will be a transcendent picture. And this picture cannot be seen from where she is sitting now. It must be moved into to be experienced, to to be felt, to be known, so that in the moment, the awakeness and the awareness of the new possibilities are shown, are revealed. And as the new possibilities are revealed, the feelings, the thoughts, the hopes, the dreams, the fears about that new possibility will also be revealed. And from that awakening will come the ability to discern what next choice she wants to make, what next step she wants to take. And with each new step, this process will be repeated. This process of ever-evolvement will be repeated from a new energetic moving through feeling, being in touch with spirit, expanding into new ways of navigating the world. The old way, which is the old way of your whole world and your society, was for personality and ego to make decisions, to be in charge, to plan out, to carry out, and to make manifest the life that you are living is what has been true up until now. At this point in time, for Bobby, for you, for your society, and for your world, you are on the precipice of a new way of moving forward in physical reality, of a new way of navigating the energies in this time-space continuum you call your life on planet Earth. In this wave will be more and more of you not having a clear picture of exactly where you're going, how you're going to get there, what you're going to do when you get there, and how it's going to impact you and the world in large. Because in this new way of being, to develop these new possibilities, the human being, you, Bobby, all of you, will need to allow yourselves to be in the space of the unknown, to be in that place where you don't have the answers, to be in that place where you don't even know what the answers might be. Because only from that place of unknowing, unegoic figuring, unplanned vibration, can you ever hope to live in the question powerfully enough to watch the answers that need to evolve, to begin to evolve into your psyche, into your world, into this time-space continuum. The answers, my darlings, have not been divined yet. We do not even have the answers on many of the questions that are being presented and grown in your world. Up until now, it has been much easier for us in non-physical to give you absolutes, to tell you go over here or go over there or do this or do that or look at this or look at that. But as we move in to this new millennia shift, as we move in to these new possibilities, We are in uncharted territory. We want you to hear that, my darlings, because for the egoic self, and sometimes for the spiritual self that came here, to sense that even the all that is not clear where things are going next, can be quite frightening. It could also be quite exciting if you can expand into the new opportunities. If you can look at the trajectory that your old thinking has created and be in the knowing that something drastic and new and powerful is appropriate and is being called for here. And you, all of you who are choosing to participate here on the Blog Talk with the Bobby, with the Gregory, with all of your guides and all of your wisdom and all of your seeking, you are on the forefront of that with us. That is why you are called here, because each and every one of you reaches a different audience. You're in touch with different people. You're able to share your gifts with different individuals. You're able to share this information with different individuals. And we need you to do that, my darlings. We need you to do that. For as wondrous and fantastic and powerful as we may seem, when it comes to navigating the physical reality, we must work with you. And in order for you to be more effective, you must work with us. So we want you to really tune in to this message. For those of you who have been listening for the 9, now we're in year 10 of the Bobby G and Gregory show, you know that the answers we have given you for most of your questions, and why most of you ask for a general read, is to grow you and your ability to be in touch with your own spiritual alignment and attunement, to discern your answers while we're talking to you, and to be able to go forth and carry that out in your life when you're not in the vortex of the Bobby G. Gregory, when you are in the vortex of your own spirit guides and anytime you call us in. So you know that we have been training all of you to be part of this new awakening. Even those of you who feel like, oh, come on, I'm new at this, or I haven't done this, or I can't do this, or any of those things that the ego says that tries to diminish your capacity to expand into this phenomenally expansive, wondrous new possibility that is presenting itself. All of you are being called to participate, to step into the question, to step beyond the egoic mind's wanting to know an earthbound answer so it can feel comfortable, and allow yourself more and more to live in the question, so that you can allow the solutions that are so far beyond the egoic mind it couldn't even conceive of conceiving of it, to allow those solutions to begin to float in and around you, so that you too, just like Bobby, can be someone who will be exploring and finding and sharing the answers, just like Abraham does, just like Eckhart Tolle does, just like Deepak, Oprah, we're even going to say Obama, the vice president that was doing the global warming. We're seeing the face. The name is alluding right now. Just like Buddha, Jesus, Krishna, Muhammad, the medicine man, the various shamans and healers, Queen Goddess, Kelly, each and every one of you are in the process. Tricia through her books. We could go on and on. There are so many of you. We don't want any of you to feel diminished that we did not mention you, because all of you are part of this process that is evolving and growing yourselves and the planet and life here. For the answers that will be coming through and the answers that are needed to the questions that are floating around that you can live in and be a part of are so important to the evolvement that all of you want to see for yourselves personally and for your world. Right now, your world is very ensconced in believing a lot of negativity. There's an element of hopelessness and fear as the quickening happens and the transitions begin to speed up. And what we want all of you to know that are listening here is that the power of love, connection, healing, goodness, and the best for all is always, always, always more powerful, more present, more in charge than any of the yabbity yabbity yabbas that the egoic mind can use and put out there and play in and fear about. When you find yourself in those places of, oh my God, this is happening, and oh my God, that is happening, oh my God, blah, 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 and the so-so's doing this, and so-and-so's doing that, and this group is doing this, and this group is doing that, breathe. Breathe, focus, and center. Bring yourself in to this here and this now. Bring yourself in to that higher wisdom that is your birthright, not just in your physical, but in your beingness in the all that is. For you are being born every second. And as you wake up to your being born and being born and being born and being born and evolving and evolving and evolving and evolving and connecting and connecting and connecting and connecting and breathing and feeling and knowing that this energy that is you is an extension of non-physical into physical to pretend to be solid, to pretend to be separate, to pretend that you are in any way different than anything and everything you look at, see, sense, and feel in the physical or the non-physical. My darlings, you have to allow. You have to allow. Just like Bobby is floating further and further away, so that we can be fully present here with this message. This is the new possibility. This is the new beginning. All of you who are listening, we want you to breathe in. Hold. And breathe out. Breathe in. Hold. And breathe out. Breathe in. Hold. And breathe out. Be in the energy of this expansive, powerful, beautiful, magnificent, ever-growing, ever-seeking, ever-knowing energy. Be a part of that which you are sensing and feeling and knowing in this moment. Be this wisdom. Be powerfully enough in this wisdom that you do not need an answer to anything right now. We will not be doing questions today. For the purpose of this show, the purpose of this message is for each and every one of you to go forth, to breathe, to focus, to close your eyes, and to allow the wisdom of your own higher knowing to permeate your being. It is not that we will not come back and answer questions for people in the future, but today's lesson for Bobby and for all of you is to be in that question. Be in that not knowing. Be in that energy until answers, inklings, opportunities, and wisdom begin to float into your essence and into your purview. We invite you to audio what comes through or journal what comes through. We are up-leveling at this moment for all who are listening your own capacities to know your own higher wisdom and your connection to the all that is. For every time we have done a reading for you in the past 10 years, we have been doing that for you. And this, my darlings, is kind of a exam, we'll say. This is one of your tests for you to play with how much you've learned. It's a chance for each and every one of you to honor your own wisdom, your own abilities, and your own growth. In the 9 going on 10 years we have been here with you. So with that, my sweet darlings, we're going to ask you all to take another big deep breath in. Hold for a minute to absorb and then release. And as always, from the Gregory, we invite you to take what you like, but we hope that you listen to this message more than once and take the message of what you like away differently every time you hear it. And release the rest to the universe or to come back to you when you're ready for it at a later time. As you trust us, trust you and trust the flow of the goodness of all that is. And you open to the good times that are manifesting, even as we speak here, sweet, lovely ones. We adore you. We are in awe of you. We are so blessed that you have chosen to grow yourselves in our presence and allow us a small part in that growth. So with that, sweet ones, we thank you for being here. We say that we will be back next week to play yet again in the isness of all that is, and to see how this show moves forward. So, this will be available on Blog Talk to listen in the archives, and Bobby will put it on her Facebook, and there will be a link from the Twitter. So, my darlings, open your hearts, trust the flow, bless the good times that roll. Gregory and Bobby G signing off.